Hello everyone, welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Hola.
Hola, so we're here with Marco from English Pod.
Hello, hello.
With Esti from Spanish Pod.
Hola.
And Marco from Italian Pod.
Ciao ragazzi.
And me, I'm Leo. Again. Again, we're going to talk about Chavez.
So let me just ask you briefly. Chavez, the president, prime minister, president of Venezuela.
So the news here for ¿Qué pasa en Latin America? Is that Chavez wants to put Manuel Rosales in jail. Yeah, he was the most important opposition in the elections of 2006.
So yeah, the thing is that Chavez, he's really scared about this guy because, you know, he's honest. So, and he's not.
That's an opinion. It's not a fact.
I think that's why.
Let's stick to the facts.
No, no, no. Okay. I'm just saying.
Because, and I'm saying that Naomi Campbell supposedly had a relationship with Chavez. You remember last year?
Yeah,
was
in the news.
No,
it was just a rumor. So, you know, on one side we have Esti saying that he's not honest. On the other side we have Naomi Campbell going out with him. So
she thought he was honest.
So the relationship.
So can you imagine Chavez, the short guy, and then Naomi?
Like, I know.
Chavez is tall, isn't he?
Nah.
He's not tall.
Isn't he?
She is tall.
He's as tall as I am. And I'm short. Oh.
So what happened?
Manuel Rosales was accused of having $1.5 million in assets. I don't know how much land, but he says it's all lies from Chavez because he's just afraid of having all this opposition.
Makes sense. So this guy was mayor of a city, and Chavez is saying that he stole money, and that's why he has all this land and all these things.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and the guy is saying, well, this isn't true. I didn't steal anything and I'm trying to defend myself. But he says that it's very difficult and that Chavez is a coward. Quote, Chavez is a coward. So,
okay. Yeah. You know, Chavez has complete control of everything in Venezuela. So they actually asked Manuel Rosales if he thought he had a chance to not end up in jail. And he knows he doesn't have a chance.
He's like, nah.
So, but let me get this right, because I don't understand. As I said, I don't know much about Chavez, and I'm sure you talked about it already, but it's a bit of a controversial topic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people, as Naomi Campbell or other people, you know, like, go and visit him. He's just like, oh, he's the new socialist or new anti-American government, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
and other
right.
people say that he's like a fascist because he's controlling everything.
So yeah, there's two.
Your opinion on it?
There's two sides, because he's supposed to represent the population's will, you know, like he's there to help everybody, to make the life standard for the whole population of Venezuela. But at the same time, this populism.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it before.
Yeah, we've seen it.
It looks dangerous.
So I'm not sure. I have nobody to judge because I'm not that close to the news and everything.
We let Esti judge him.
But in my opinion, it's not that good for Venezuela or any other country.
Well, I think he's just, you know, trying to be selfish, and he's selling this idea of helping people while he's just helping himself.
Could be, but that's
so. Anybody else trying to do something else for the country, it's just an enemy. So he has to get rid of him or her. In this case, Rosales.
Yeah, he's getting greedy with all this control and power.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far can he go with that.
He will go soon.
As long as the oil is in Venezuela, probably.
And he already attacked Obama, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like, I thought Obama was different, but he's just another puppet of the imperialist nation and stuff like that. Yeah.
He already said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Es que este tío tiene palabras para todo el mundo.
A bit like you.
This Manuel Rosales, he declared that the Venezuelan population is going to realize that Chavez is just a dictator and is not driving to anything good, and the population is going to revolt and do something about it. But
so it's a Marxist revolution in a supposedly Marxist system as Chavez.
Maybe.
So it's like, all right, everybody's claimed that their new the socialist communist revolution is coming.
Okay. Right, maybe.
So that's it for ¿Qué pasa en Latinoamérica? So So now we have to talk about the lessons.
All right.
So what do we have this week? We had geometry, which is a math lesson, very important to learn Spanish.
Now, I had a fight with Liliana about this because she said a straight line was actually a triangle.
And she also said that 6 times 6 is 46, so...
A straight line is a triangle?
Yeah, that's what she said, like 180 degrees. Well, anyways, we had a fight about that. She said it's a straight line is a triangle for some reason.
All right, anyway,
so... You'd be literal, right?
So I want to listen to this lesson with Lilian to see what she can say about the rest of geometry. What's right. next?
Next was the newbie lesson, which was free for everybody, and that was Let's Party!
All right.
Let's Party.
So it's something you have to learn if you're going to Latin America.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had prescription, medical stuff, you know, how to get your medicine from the pharmacy. We also had, what did you do last night?
Mm-hmm.
It's always good.
What did you
know.
Do last night, Marco?
I accompanied you to that date with that girl. She stayed there and she was like,
date?
Oh. Yeah.
Tell us about it, Marco.
What?
I can tell you, I stayed there the whole time.
Because the next lesson is I'm pregnant.
Wow. That's how it begins.
Must be destiny.
That
yeah.
was an upper intermediate yeah, lesson. Wow. The name was I'm pregnant.
And they're in that order. It's it's meant to be.
Okay, so what's coming on this week? This week, we start with the newbie lesson, again, free for everybody, and that's, can you pick them up?
Who?
The kids in school.
Oh, my God. So she's pregnant, and then bam.
Yeah, I see that Liliana has a plan.
I think she's trying to send out a message.
All right. Then we have an upper intermediate lesson. This is not free, but if you want to try it out and you're listening to us through iTunes, come and subscribe for the 7-day free trial.
All right.
It's free.
Do it.
And you can listen to all these lessons.
And the videos.
More. Yeah, and videos. So the upper intermediate lesson is Spain's Arab heritage. It's very high level language and we talk about very cultural stuff.
So, why you do that voice?
that's
your high level language.
My intellectual voice.
Well, we talk about very high level.
I see, here. I see. So, you know. And what's the next lesson after that?
After it's aspirin. So we talk about aspirins and headaches. Then we talk about you snoring.
That's because after she is pregnant and had the kid in school, now yeah. she's like,
now you have a headache.
Yeah, I have a headache.
And then come the problems, and now she's complaining that you snore.
Yeah, because you live together now.
Really, really. Liliana.
What's going on here?
Has everything.
I think Liliana is in love or something.
I'm demanding some explanation. I demand explanation.
I think this is dedicated towards
somebody. And we close the week with another very intellectual subject. It's Charles Darwin and his theory of evolution. And all this.
Charles Darwin and his theory of evolution on SpanishPod.com.
On SpanishPod. Don't miss it.
These and much, much more if you pay just a few bucks to upgrade your subscription.
I know, like the basic subscription is just $9 per month. Come on.
That's like a burger and fries. Hey, I heard SpanishPod is on Facebook now.
It is on Facebook now. You know more about this, Marco. It used to be a page, and now it's like a profile page.
Now you have before you had a group. Now you have a fan page and also a profile. So now you
Now you're cool.
Now you're cool. Now you can add a Spanish Pod as your friend. And I understand that Spanish Pod is
totally want to be friend of Spanish Pod.
And you can get videos there. You can get some lessons. And I understand some contests are coming out pretty soon.
And check this out: if you're friends with Spanish Pod. If you make very good progresses or comments, then SpanishPod can poke you. And if you get poked by SpanishPod, it means that you're at least intermediate level.
And if you keep it up, then you can get hugged by SpanishPod.
Can you get kissed?
Yeah, you can get kissed by Spanish. You can be in a relationship with Spanish.
That's like, wow.
That's like
wow.
top level.
You made it.
Yeah, you made it. You are... You are just, on you, the other side.
Yeah, you are Spanish.
You are,
boss.
You are Spanish.
Also, another very good news. There's a new application for iPhone users
and iPod Touch users. Anyway, this application
it's
quite useful, I think.
Yeah, because what you can do is to review your vocabulary list that you have in SpanishPod. In kind of flashcards, as you can do it in the website, you can now do it in your iPhone or iTouch, sorry.
Yes, please. And the application is called Study Arcade.
Study Arcade.
Yeah, you can go
to
that.
If you search for Spanish Pod on the application store, the App Store, I think you can find it automatically.
All right, there
nice.
You go.
All right.
So download the application
and it's
study
free.
Your flashcards. It's free.
It's free.
All right, nice.
It's free.
So that will be it for today. Thank you for coming, Marco, from Italian Pod. Marco
My
from
pleasure.
English Pod.
Un placer.
It was a Pod Summit again.
Thank you for inviting us again.
And see you next week.
Saludos, amigos de todo el mundo.
Bravo, qué bueno.
Gracias.